Hey, good morning. 8:15, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Today we got some lingerie flurries early. Sorry.
Lingering
flurries early.
It's going to be panties dropping out of the sky.
I think that's probably broken up for now. We got mostly sunshine, then high of 33 tonight, cloudy, cold, low of 29. Wednesday, cloudy and cold, slight chance of snow, high at 36. And then Thursday, mostly sunny on our Thanksgiving, high of 33. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Well, a jerk in Florida ended up in handcuffs after he got a little jerky.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
With himself in front of a camera in a parking lot of a sewage treatment plant. Nicholas Heinzen stripped down outside the Palm Bay facility because, as he told cops, he was, quote, curious about how it felt to touch himself in full view of strangers. The 20-year-old had returned to his car and was trying to drive away when officers arrived, but the security guard who witnessed the incident, that poor man, said, hey, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Heinzen also said he was guilty of being dumb and got no argument at the precinct when he was charged with indecent exposure. What is it with people wanting to do
that?
Can't
be doing it, man.
Do it in your house.
I don't know what it's like to do it in front of strangers.
Why? And I'm not saying, hey, if that's your thing, but make sure the strangers are in on it.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe put out a Craigslist ad, you know.
I need some people to walk around and pretend they're strangers.
Here's what we're going to do. Come over to my house.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not saying us. I'm saying that's what the ad would say.
Oh, okay.
No. You'll know when I want to do it. But, yeah, just keep your stuff in your pants. Mm-hmm. Unless you're in the privacy of your own home, okay?
You know, it's funny. I just had a cousin from Florida in town this past weekend. Yeah.
Did you ask him what the hell?
What the hell, dude? What's going on? Because I did. I told him our WTF segment.
Yeah.
About 90% of the stories come out of Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
And it could be 100%.
And he told me right what we say. He says it's too hot.
Yeah.
He says it's too hot all the time, man. And he's like, dude, the methamphetamine epidemic is ridiculous.
You need the changing of seasons.
And it's funny coming from him because he was born, raised, and lives in Florida. He knows everything about Florida. He lives in Sarasota. So he says, because he's lived here a few times in his life, he's like, there's something about the changing of the seasons that keeps people sane.
Kind of resets the body, maybe.
It does.
I don't know.
And it makes you appreciate, you know, warmer weather. He says in Florida, man, it's hot all the time.
Yeah, when you're hot all the time, you do crazy things, like whip your donger out in a parking lot of a sewage treatment plant, you know?
She's not thinking right.
No. It's because your brain is melted.
It's overheating.
Yeah. That the meth.
That too. That doesn't help.
Good Lord, Florida. Get it together, for God's sakes.